Pixels in the Animation is the Geekcast Radio Network's video game cartoon review show. We are covering every episode of 9 different video game cartoons. Join TV's Mr. Neil and myself, TFG and Mike, as we trek through multiple Mario tunes, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Sonic, and we are also driving through Donkey Kong Country. Pixels in the Animation is 100 episodes of video game cartoon goodness, so tune in to help us find the Pixels in the Animation, which you can find every Wednesday on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com.
Be aware of what you're saying here, because now this means you're actually going to have to edit something instead of just slapping an audio track and a few commercials in and then just calling it good.
Can you see me? I'm flipping you off as hard as I can.
I'm looking out my window right now to see if I can see it from here.
Can you see it, Houston? Okay. Can you see
he's
it?
He's looking at your finger no, while he's listening to American Psycho on audio tape.
It's overcast.
It's not on the moon? You can't see it?
It's not on the moon.
It's not reflecting right.
I'm doing it as hard as I can.
The Moonanites. Love them.
Did you get the script, Joe? I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I'm reading it now.
Old man Joe.
Fantastic. I'm so happy. I have to shut Facebook down because it's going to ruin my soul.
So Joe, molest any more kids this week?
Not this week.
Call back. All right. Okay, are we ready to... Joe, have you perused the script? Are you ready to go?
I'm good. I'm quite good.
Look at you.
Sean, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Mike, are you recording?
I've been recording for 13 minutes that I'm going to have to cut off.
I know, I'm just making sure.
Anyways, okay, let's do this.
Jesus. I am your host, Art Dan. Oh, God. Yes.
Go.
You guys done blowing each other? Can we move on now?
There'll be a lot more sick noises.
Choke it down on it. All right. I am your host, Art Danner, and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 46. This week, we will be talking about Sean's off-season habits, gaming news, and our discussion topic called Rebooted. Let's catch up with what we've been playing. Joining me is Mike.
Hello.
Joe.
Hello there.
And Sean.
Woo.
So since we've been in the off season and yes, we've done the Game of the Year podcast, we really haven't caught up on what people's been playing. And since there was actually games that came out this week.
And by this week, we mean like 12 hours ago. 12 hours ago.
I know one person here has played at least two games. And one person here has played at least one new game. So, and one person here has watched somebody play a new game.
I played one person
here has
too.
Done none
okay,
of those
wait a minute.
Things.
If I'm being completely honest, I've only played one game. I started to play another game. But then I immediately stopped playing that game. So,
Thief?
No. I actually played Thief. I was gonna play Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, which I snagged last night on the 360.
It's a multiplayer game, and you didn't have anybody to play with, so you didn't play it.
No, it wasn't really that. It was more that it was a combination of it being late and not having anyone to play with. So I was like, I'll just wait until this weekend when Sean Z finds himself not poor, and then I'll play with him. I bought it on the 360 instead of the Xbox One because I figured at some point it's going to come to the PlayStation 4. And I'd rather get it, you know, I'd rather pay, you know, quote unquote full price for it on there, where there will be more people that I could, you know, possibly play with.
Literally singles of people.
Yes. So, but Thief is the game that we've either all watched or played.
Or completely lost faith in.
So Sean's been playing it?
No, I haven't played any. I've been playing games, but nothing new.
Sean can't play it because I don't even think it came out on the current gen consoles yet.
Oh,
what? Thief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it?
I thought it came out on everything.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, maybe like, people just weren't able to review it.
Like the weird bonus content already.
Oh, maybe people just weren't able to review it. So, because I know Polygon said they didn't have a review for the current for the 360 and the PS3 because they didn't receive review copies for it. So,
well, yeah, they probably because they got current or now they're, you know, have you noticed and stuff they've switched to saying current gen?
Well, this is the current gen because it's out.
I know, but it was just very recently, within the last like 2 weeks, that they actually started calling next gen current gen. And now I feel old, and Joe must feel really old.
Yeah.
He's playing a pinball machine next to his Atari.
There's nothing wrong with pinball machines.
No, nothing wrong with those.
There isn't, but no, they're just, they're old, like him.
So, Darren, usually the way our game discussions go down when we both played a game is... I'll let you go first.
A way to insult me and I get frustrated and then I shut the conversation down.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I can remember how it worked.
Okay, so let's do this.
All right. How far did you play in the Thief?
I got to the clock tower. Like, I think it's the end of the...
Like, are you in the clock tower?
No, I think I'm like outside of it. Like, that's where I had to go.
Holy what crap. He means is you can actually see it from where he is.
I think we stopped at the exact same... I literally stopped the moment I set foot in the clock tower.
Okay.
So I think we're at the pretty much the exact same spot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I stopped right at the end of that first chapter where they give you your score.
Yeah, that's... And okay. When you start up, you're in the clock tower. So.
Okay.
All right, so we made it to the exact same spot.
Well, this is good. This is good then.
I know, this is good. Now... I've played Dishonored. You have not, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I played Dishonored and watched Mike play Thief.
Okay. I think the game looks good.
This is going to go bad really quick.
Yeah, this is going to go bad quick. I think the game looks good. I think it's a very pretty looking game. Is it Tomb Raider pretty? No.
No.
It's not. The cutscenes I got to, and I want to preemphasize this with the fact that I put the game in
preempt
and started playing right away, and that I didn't back out and do the update, so I don't know if this could have had any effect on it. But my cutscenes were really, really choppy. Like, thought I was playing a PC game, like 12 years ago.
Well, I think you should make sure that our listeners understand when you say cutscene that it was actually a full motion video of some kind, like a la PC games from 12 years ago.
What was that? Joe and I were watching that last night, and that, you know, the whole cutscene on top of the building with the glass roof, and we're like, what is this? Like, when was the last time Joe and I were trying to figure out when was the last time we saw a, you know, like the pre-rendered cutscene? Like,
well, and
seriously though, when was the last time you remember seeing a pre-rendered cutscene?
And I know that they made the comments of the fact that, I mean, there hasn't been a Thief game in a long time.
And they made those cutscenes then.
And
it looks like it. Yeah. It looks like
and
it.
The moment the first cutscene came on, I just was like, I literally looked to my left and my right. I'm in the room by myself and doing the these cutscenes look like they're from a last generation game.
Not even like a last generation game, like
last generation.
Yeah, like it looks Xbox, like PS2.
It looks like cutscenes on an Interplay game from your PC from like 94.
You popped out your Sierra Online game, you put this in.
I know, and I was just like, I don't I didn't mind the cutscenes, but like I said, when I was playing, I'm hoping to have that patch fix that issue.
I don't remember ours skipping around. Do you, Joe?
Mine was just jittery. Like, it was like every 10th frame was gone.
Okay.
Like, it was like chugga 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 chugga. I mean, it was just chugging.
It was a choo-choo train. Gotcha.
Which is, yeah. Which is
it was like
more...
playing World of Warcraft 2 on a PC that didn't quite have a good enough video card, that anytime a cutscene came out, it looked cool, but it dropped like...
Looked like stop motion.
That's even weirder when you realize it's just a canned video that, like, they're not rendering anything.
Yeah, it's already there. All it's got to do is play it.
Now, okay. It's one of those things I don't want to just crap all over the game because I don't think it's a bad game.
Yet.
But any stretch of the imagination, I don't think I've gotten far enough to even say that it's a bad game. I can tell you right now, only an hour into the game, there is absolutely no way in hell this is going to be on my game of the year for next year.
Oh, no.
No way. I'm enjoying the
stealthiness. Now, is that a knock against this game or just how good everything else is going
to
be?
No, I think this is a knock against this game. I think it's going to be, to me, it's like, I think it's going to be like Deadpool was for me, where it's entertaining and I enjoy the experience, but
that's not going to be your go-to game.
No. Like, I'm enjoying the stealthiness to it, and it's very unforgiving, and I think I'm still trying to get the mechanics of the game down because I'm just walking. Oh, I'm in light. Oh, this dude. Oh, no, he's got a sword. And just,
I've heard that, like, one-on-one, you could fight the guy. Two-on-one, you're going to die. Like, in a fist fight.
Fight. Anytime anybody's... there's only been one time that anybody's seen me, and I ran. And then he started throwing rocks at me, which almost killed me.
Yeah, every time I was caught last night, it automatically reloaded the last checkpoint. Like, I don't even know.
That's only in the very beginning. Until you actually get a weapon or get to the tutorial part where they give you a weapon, you can't. The prologue, you can't get seen in.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard
once you get
a lot
past
of
the prologue, you can get seen in chapter one. But I mean, it's very much in every essence of the words, it's a stealth game. It's not about combat. It's not about getting in combat. Your goal is to never be seen, and it's one of those things that if people go into this game expecting Dishonored, you're gonna be disappointed.
This is the game that I wanted Dishonored to be so far, and I haven't played it. I've only watched
and it's
play it.
It's very linear. It's not open world. The environments look open world, but there's definitely a set path.
It's a facade of open world.
No, there is no open world.
I've heard there's a HUD. There's like a hub town that's kind of open.
Wait, and they had HUD towns in the other Thief games.
Right.
No, not in Thief 1 anyway.
Not in Thief 1, but I'm pretty sure in 2 they did.
I've heard that in the hub town, the side quest missions are better than the actual story.
Well, I haven't gotten far enough into the game to judge the story yet. It seems fine to me. It seems like a kind of a generic setup most games do, though, to get the ball going, and then exciting things happen. To be honest, I don't really expect anything exciting to happen.
I prefer I like my stealth games that, like, oh shit, I done messed up, but I can, you know, overpower out of these small situations.
Now, when you got Mike, you went into the jewelry store, right? Or yes. Did you find a way to skip all the way around it?
I went into the jewelry store and I could have, I made it all the way to the top floor and I could have climbed out the window, but I went back for the mask.
Yep. You went into the mask on the first floor or the secret mask that was in the vault down in the basement?
I got a mask out of the second floor.
That's the fake mask.
Oh, well.
The real mask is down in a... It's interesting because the real mask is all the way down in the basement behind a painting in a wall safe.
Okay.
How was he supposed to...
Which you have to get the combination for by one of the notes that you find in the jewelry store.
I wasn't paying that much attention to what was going on.
That's awesome.
And I thought that was really neat and kind of. It's basically it rewards you for the more you look around, and that's what I thought was neat. And I think it the game to me lends itself to the type of gamer I am, where I've made multiple comments about Assassins, where I don't know why I spend hours upon hours on end looking for all the fetch quest items and just going through having to get everything. When I got to the end of the chapter and it told me I only collected 68% of the treasures, I was like, son of a bitch.
Reload it.
I have to go back through and play this again. So it's, to me, it lends itself to the type of gamer I am. And I don't think this game is going to have mass appeal to it I don't even think Dishonored had mass appeal to it. It was a very stylized game that was for a specific type of gamer. And I think people that played Dishonored and then go into Thief expecting Dishonored are going to be disappointed, because Thief is definitely a Thief game and it's very linear. And it doesn't have that openness that Dishonored had, but it looks as good as Dishonored. But also saying that it's a PS4 game and it looks as good as Dishonored is, yeah, to me,
it should look better.
I've heard that it looks better the farther you go on, like, but
I thought you were saying the farther you stand away from the TV.
But I do agree that prologue stuff, I was just like, man. Plus, I don't know what, it could be the brightness setting or whatever, but you know, I always adjust with the slider, like when they're like, make sure the logo is barely visible. Like, yeah. I had to crank that setting almost all the way up, and it was very hard for me to tell when I was actually like really in shadow and not in shadow, the light crystal?
Light gem.
Yeah, the light gem.
Yeah, that was what I think Dishonored, if Dishonored had that light gem, I'd have been able to get more into that game, because parts of Dishonored where I thought I was hiding and couldn't be seen, they saw me, but this one gives you that visual indication, which they pulled from the original Thief game, and that's what it, I'm glad it's there.
What do you think
of the... I got horribly excited when the water arrows popped up, because I remember those from the Thief games, and I was like, oh, water arrows! And that was exciting.
What do you think of the controls?
They took a little getting used to for me, but it seems like it's all played on the trigger.
Yeah, I was kind of...
It seems a little weird, but I'm okay with it. I'm like, at first I was like, this is kind of a strange control layout, but for some reason for me, it seems to work. But I think it took almost a half an hour to the point where... also, the fact that literally none of your buttons do anything until they pop up in the tutorial.
Right.
Well, because, like, none of the buttons on the controller do a damn thing until, oh, use this in order to... I'm like, oh, now I can do stuff with this button.
So when you first start out, you can just, you know, because I you can move around. Like, that's about it. I hit buttons to see what they do.
And this game, I did that and nothing happened.
Sorry.
Did you roll a 20? What was that?
I need to clean my
critical
desk.
Fail.
This game reminded me a lot of, as far as the control schemes go, and I'm not like comparing them as like a one-to-one thing. I'm just saying, like, as the type of control scheme that it is, it just the hour that I spent with it reminds me a lot of like the Assassin's Creed or the Infamous control schemes, where nothing else plays like that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like if you stop playing and you try to play something else in the middle of it,
you're screwed. Because yeah, you're taking another 20 minutes of your first 20 minutes of picking the game back up just to figure out all the controls.
Exactly. And I was kind of like,
because Infamous is like that every single time for me.
I felt like Joe. I was like, I don't have time to learn a new control scheme. I don't have time for this.
Wow.
But, everything's but, finally happening.
But that said, controls. I'm still gonna play it. Like, and I've got, I don't know, a month before Infamous comes out, and everything else basically has the same control scheme. So it won't be that big of a deal. Like, I'll learn it. It's just one of those games where it's kind of like, man, why did you have to reinvent the wheel again? And I still feel, even though like Assassin's Creed has had what, like six games, I still feel that way about Assassin's Creed, where it's like they keep reinventing that control scheme is just by itself. Like every time I put that game in, it's like reinventing the wheel because nothing else plays like that. And Infamous has the same problem. So like I'm fairly certain that when we put in Second Son, I'm going to end up playing it and enjoying whatever tutorial they put in there, because it's not like I'm going to be able to pick it up and just go. where we can
fun,
with
though, is messing up at the beginning of games with difficult controls, like, how to do this, I'm dead.
Yeah, but there's being able to jump into a game and just go, like, you know, you can with like Call of Duty or Battlefield, because that language is so similar. Like, that just means that the controls get out of the way and you can just dive into the fun. You're not wrestling with learning something new.
Some of my favorite times were going from like Call of Duty or Battlefield to Borderlands, because you'd immediately see me through my turret and go, shit.
Well, that was the problem with when me and Joe I would be playing Call of Duty and then jump into Rainbow Six with Joe, and I go to crouch and
click
I
the stick.
No, I could zoom in and stuff. Go to crouch and I throw a grenade. I was like, run, run.
And then I'd go to Borderlands and keep dropping my turret because I was trying to run.
Yeah.
I'll learn ya.
So besides Thief, has anybody else played anything new?
I've been playing
Toy Soldiers 2.
I played Threes, finally.
Freaking crackhead.
I know, I saw your score.
I've seen like a thousand
up.
Of your score things. Did you have to link that to your Twitter feed, man?
Yep.
You dick.
Wolf Among Us Episode 2, played that. That was incredible.
Did that I've still seem not play the first episode? Like super short to you?
I couldn't tell if it was short or if I played the snot out of that.
I couldn't tell
Joe,
either.
Come on, let's one be shot.
Because if the first one felt like it was decently long, but the second one, I was like, oh, it's over already.
It was so good though. That's the first one of either The Walking Dead or Wolf Among Us where I played it to the end and said, I did everything right the first time. And I didn't want to go back and change how a conversation ended up. Like, no, I was quite happy with everything that I did in that. So good, though. I cannot wait for the rest of those.
Yeah,
well, I'm
no,
going to wait for the rest of them. But
I felt myself kind of chomping at the bit the moment that one got done. I was like, man, I hope they announce a date for the third one.
I finished the trade paperback last night, the first volume of Fables.
I just downloaded it on my Kindle. I haven't read it yet.
That's one I've been meaning to get into.
I snagged the DLC for The Last of Us.
Ooh.
Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
Jeez.
But here's the problem. That DLC came back out on February 14th.
Yeah.
And it came, like, I knew it came out, but nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, that's out. I should
Everybody
grab that.
Everybody swept up in, you know, like PS4s and Titanfall and everything. Like,
but
that DLC got lost in the mix.
But here's the thing. There's nothing. Like, there's, I mean, maybe it got lost in the mix because that was the weekend of the Titanfall beta. That's why it got lost in the mix. But really, there was like, other than that, there was nothing to talk about for the PS4 or the Xbox One. So it was kind of like, it came out, and I was aware that it came out, but I was like, I'll wait. And then I heard nothing, and then I kind of remember that it's out. And I'm like, I should buy that. And then I forget about it. And then finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to buy it. So I think I'm going to play that this Friday and just kind of blow through it. And maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, from what I heard about it, is everybody said, the things I have heard about it said it was incredibly good, and this is how all DLC should be.
Well, see, and I don't doubt that. I just feel like, you read reviews the way that I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And like nobody was talking about it. Like not even like a mention that it was out. Like I only knew that it was out because like maybe like Naughty Dog would post a tweet saying, hey, this is out. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's out. I should remember that. But then nobody talks about it. I'm like, is it what? So.
Well, the same thing happened with the DLC for Assassin's Creed, the Freedom
Yeah, but nobody ran around calling Assassin's Creed the game of the year.
So, maybe you didn't.
But
it's because you didn't need to run around doing it, because the moment you log on to the PS4, it's just fucking plastered everywhere. You put in the disc and there's like pop-ups on all the games that come out, and it's just Freedom Cry out now. And then you log into the game and it goes, by the way, did you know Freedom Cry's out now?
Hey, and it's just what? Freedom Cry's out. What's up? I got what you need. Freedom Cry.
I'm halfway through the documentary Grounded, The Making of Last of Us.
Nice. Is that the one that was made by
Area 5?
Yes.
Yep.
How is that?
It's on YouTube first, yeah. And it's free, so obviously you can just watch it. It's
as opposed to all those paid videos on YouTube.
Well, no, there is paid content on YouTube though, so don't be surprised by that.
I think the only content that is on YouTube that pays if you want to put a long video on YouTube.
Well, this is an hour and a half, so.
Yeah, but you didn't. We're not putting it there. We're just watching it.
It was actually really interesting. There was some stuff that I didn't know about Last of Us. Granted, I didn't really dive into the making of Last of Us or anything like that. But I told Danner on Monday, I think it was, when I was watching it, that Nolan North was the voice of a character. I think the character's name is Kevin. And he's a creepy ass cannibal in the winter segment of that of Last of Us. And when I was playing that game, I had no idea that was him, because Nolan North, everyone knows what he sounds like. He's Drake. He was
Desmond. He's in every video game as a hero.
Yeah, did not know that he was the creepy dude in Last of Us.
So did they put him in there just to be like, guess what? That was Nolan North.
No.
Or did they actually want him for this? Because is it a small role?
Well, not really. He's like he's the antagonist of the
winner.
The winner segment. So I guess there was an interview. He was in, obviously they had like a small little snippet of him in the making of. He was like sitting on a couch and they're kind of interviewing him, and he was talking about how the writer director came up to him and said that he had this role like for him, but he was wondering if he could put a different spin on him. And Nolan like spit out that creepy ass voice, and the guy was like, yeah, that's the one. Like, it was a voice he had never tried before, but the director was just like, let's do that. And
a voice he had never used in a game before, but something he'd clearly been working on.
Yeah, so, and I didn't know that. The other thing that kind of came out of that, which I believe, Daniel, you said it was like a slap in the face to BioWare and Rockstar.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog doesn't use facial capture. All their facial animations are done by hand.
Somebody got a text message.
That's email.
It's an email.
Whatever. Dude. Mute your phone.
They do full body capture for their scenes when people are acting together and for the cutscenes and stuff like that. And I always assumed they did one of those things where they put dots on the people's faces and had a camera right up close so they could capture the facial detail. They don't. That's not how they do it. What they do is they put a camera in their face, so that the animators can see what the actor was kind of relaying, and then they try to recreate that by hand on the digital representation of the character. Which,
now, what's, did they explain what the benefit of that is? It's like it's just creating a lot more work
other than just straight up animation and technical prowess. Not really much benefit. I mean, keep in mind that like Rockstar used that really crazy facial animation stuff for L.A. Noire.
Yeah. Well, they had to, because there was supposed to be all that subtlety stuff.
Right? Here's the thing, though. The Naughty Dog games get pretty damn subtle in terms of their character animations. But that just kind of blew me away when I found that out. My head started like really giving me a pain on Monday night, so I had to stop halfway through right about when they were talking about composing. But Joe, the guy that they got, a lot of that stuff is done, the music in The Last of Us is done by guitar, so I'm wondering if you wouldn't be able to play any of that music on your ukulele.
You do realize it'll sound completely different, right?
Right, but you could probably still at least get something close to it.
I can play chords on the ukulele. Finger picking is a challenge, and I don't have as many strings.
No. something. You said challenge. He's there you go.
Deficient.
Link me a YouTube video.
But no, it was if you can see it, it's you know, it's on YouTube. It's Grounded, the making of The Last of Us. Maybe I'll put a link to it in the show notes or something. But man, they talk about how they just, and they, you know, they go in the production to the production environment at Naughty Dog and like how the studio is laid out and how they tend to group people like next to, like the guys that you know, write the story, their segment is, or their spot on the development floor is right next to the programmers, so they don't have to, like, there's no intermediary between the two
You're
teams.
You're so good at words.
Between the two teams, so they can actually, like, say, the story guys can say, hey, I want to do this, and then the programmers can be like, hey, maybe we can make that work? Yeah, we'll try and make that work for you. It's not, you know, there isn't, like, a division of the teams. It's really interesting to see how it works. So, plus, it's a great behind-the-scenes thing just for, like, video game development in general, even if Naughty Dog is just, you know, more or less a world apart from everybody else.
They're so great.
I think they are. I mean, they're 4 for 4.
Yeah.
On the, as far as, I mean, I can't really play the Jak and Daxter games, but I don't think that's their problem. I think that's just age and how far games have come.
Yeah.
But, you know, from Uncharted to The Last of Us, they're 4 for 4. So,
yeah. So, did anybody else play anything new to them since Mike just downloaded games and then talks about them for 20 minutes instead of playing them?
Hey.
You know, I won't say anything ever again.
They were in rappers, so it's fine.
You know, I just won't say anything ever again on this show. I will just sit here.
You're
and
a
I'll,
fucking liar.
I will just dare you. I will click record and then I'll put myself on mute for the entire time.
Art will make up your voice. Go.
No, I'm okay doing it for you. I'm not
I was
okay doing
say you
it
for
me
for like
Art,
four
Art
episodes.
Art can't
straight.
Sound like a big enough ass to be me.
I don't know.
He's got to get down on his knees and stretch his
I worked out. For Art. I know what he's capable of.
Yes.
Horrible, see? Dirty things. That's, horrible, see, the way horrible you sound things. That, the way you said that, Joe, sounded a bit gay.
Like, that was, hey, that was my management style.
Homosexual?
Gay.
It's easier to manage if you have a hold of their hair with your fist while they're working the shaft.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. I mean,
you're receiving. Only half of you is gay.
It was okay? Easier when Joe had long hair, so.
And boy, could he wear some pigtails.
There was more fine-tuned control.
I'm sure there are pictures somewhere of me in pigtails.
Joe's what? Nickname was six ass controller.
Joe, wait, you looked more like a hippie at some point?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You used to have hair. Yeah.
So hair
used to wear
butt,
a ponytail.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Are you doubting it? He plays
ukulele. On more than one occasion, I smacked him on the ass because I thought he was a chick.
Working at Toys R Us was great because people would come
that just because he could.
People would come up from behind me and say, "Excuse me, ma'am," and I'd turn around with the goatee, and then they'd run away from me. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. Really, I get it all the time. I don't mind.
In fact,
my ponytail is still hanging from my refrigerator because Locks for Love wouldn't take it.
What?
I wouldn't have taken it either.
Why wouldn't they take it?
Well, I went to the haircut place and I got it cut off. And I said, all right, hey, great, Locks for Love. It's like a 36-inch ponytail. And they said, no, you don't give it to us. You call Locks for Love and they send you a kit. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I went home and the next morning I called and said, hey, Locks for Love, I have a 36-inch ponytail. Send me a kit. And they said, what? There's no such thing as kilts, kits. Your salon should have taken it and sent it to us. Like,
no,
so really?
Definitely not that. My girlfriend did Locks of Love. They'll bag it up for you, but you contact them and they send you like a box. You send it in. It's not really a kit, so it's a plastic bag in a box. Is all it is.
Like it's like 7 years old now. I don't know if they
yeah. I don't think they want it now.
But it still feels soft. It's really.
It's like a predator claim to hippie.
Every Friday night, Joe sits in his bathroom and shampoos it.
Why am I mildly disgusted right now?
Because you've never had that much hair?
I'm just...
I
you have that in your kitchen? You
Joe
have that in your kitchen
this.
Where you make food?
It's, Yeah, it's in a bag hanging from the door side of the refrigerator.
It's in a bag. It's cool.
It's good. All I can see is every night Joe like combing it, going, maybe it's more of it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Like, it's
beautiful hair, dude. I grew a beautiful head of hair.
It was quite nice.
I sell it now. I gotta sell it because now Wexler loves to take it.
What? Sell it?
Yeah, it's like huge amounts of money for human hair wigs.
Yeah, but 7 year old hair.
I don't think
natural oils
it conditions it every Friday.
But there's no more natural oils in it. Loxolub, you have to work fast, Loxolub, because the hair, once the natural oils dry up, it's hard to make it into a wig.
Mm, okay. Well, I won't lie about my hair, but if somebody wants it, you can have it.
Well, I just cut this off yesterday. Give me $1,000. I will gladly give you 36 inches of hair if you shall give me a PlayStation 4.
So, so new games I played this week. So I finally played GTA 5.
Yay!
Yay!
I like it. It's fun.
Well, did you play any online or just single player?
Just single player. The conversations between Franklin and Lamar make me laugh my ass off.
Yes.
They're absolutely hilarious.
It's almost like they're punning San Andreas and you know, Franklin going like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. I've been enjoying the writing and the dialogue so far. I think it's been really good. So, and I haven't even gotten to the crazy guy yet, to Trevor. So
yeah. You'll definitely have some good moments when you're switching between players and you switch to Trevor and he's done something crazy. Like you're in a low speed pursuit on mopeds chasing someone, be like, let's be friends.
Nice. Side note, real quick. Is anyone else getting robotic?
Yes.
Yeah, from you, big time.
You sound like a robot to me, Sean.
You sound like bad to me, too, Mike.
Art sounds beautiful.
Well, get off your knees already, Joe. Jesus.
Well, I can pause this and we can try reconnecting.
Joe, I'm not your boss anymore.
Here, let me pause this and try calling you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, I'm enjoying GTA 5. It's cool.
So
if
I were to rent a copy of that, you'd be available for online at some point?
Wait, you don't have a copy, Joe?
He let me borrow his copy. He wants to play online with me so bad that he's willing to lend me a copy and then go out and rent another copy.
I can just mail you my copy. I have to mail Sean Battlefield 4.
Yes, he does. Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
I did the best thing ever. I found out I did the best thing ever.
You got a PS3?
A PS... No.
Oh.
I didn't.
And it doesn't matter.
No. Do you know the tall skyscraper that's got a circular helipad on top?
Yeah.
I have landed a Titan on that.
A Titan? What's a Titan?
Titan is the big cargo plane. Because I am awesome.
I can't steal the airplanes because I get into the airport and then get near the airplane. And if I'm lucky enough to get in it, then the airplane blows up. I can't get them off the ground. Do you just get lucky or am I doing it wrong?
Are you pulling up, like back on the stick?
Of course. I mean, I can't.
Don't freak out. Uh-huh. You may be mentally handicapped. Because I've literally, unless someone's blowing up the planes, unless you have like the world's best troll following you around blowing up planes as soon as you step in them, I've never had that happen before.
No, I can't step onto the airport without getting 4 stars.
That happened when we were playing at Andy's.
No.
Danner.
I could drive. Wait, which airport are you going to, Joe?
The only airport that has big airplanes.
No, you're going to the you're going to the military airport, aren't you?
No.
That's the only one you get 4 stars for.
It doesn't. No. We were on when the first time Danner and I were playing that at our friend Andy's house.
We were doing military airport.
We got in the jumbo jet down by the ocean. And we took off and we're like, let's go crash this into a skyscraper, and the thing just burst into a ball of fire in the middle of the sky, and then plummeted into the water.
Oh yeah, that was
what you guys are doing. But yeah, that might have been like some weird thing, but it's definitely not like that anymore. I can drive over, get into the airplane, and leave without getting a star.
The minute that I cross the chain link fence, 4 stars, and they know exactly where I am. That's weird.
No, the only sad. That's Four stars. Like, yeah, the only way to get, like, the only place I've ever gone that gives you four stars is that.
I mean, even if I fly a plane to the airport lined up with the runway to land it, like one of the little planes from Trevor's Port, it'll warn me, the radio will come on, you're in our airspace, you must divert now, and if I don't divert, I got jets coming after me.
It does not even that you're definitely at the military airport, I think, Joe.
No. I'm at the commercial airport with the jumbo jets.
I don't know what the hell you're doing. Because there's not even anything there to shoot you down. Like the military one, if you go there, they have planes that will shoot you down and blow you up. There's not the only thing that the regular airport has, is a couple of armed guards with pistols. Well, only at the gates.
If I drive there and start walking, police cars are coming after me on the runway, getting run over by airplanes that are taking off. It's hilarious, but.
There's not even planes to take off in that. Well, not usually. Every once in a while there is, but are you kidding? That's where we go to mess around, just because it's a big, wide open area where
maybe he's doing it in game and you're doing it online.
Maybe the Xbox version is easier because the gamers aren't as smart.
Burn! Snap, son!
Joe! Fighting words. What can I say last week about you're usually the one that's nice to me?
Dang. Hey, Joe, could you just pick up your microphone and just drop it, and then we'll just end.
Please don't don't drop the snowball. I can't buy him a new mic right now.
I'm done talking, I guess.
I guess so. So on that note, the other game I played with Joe and Mike was Payday 2.
Oh yeah, that happened.
I forgot about that.
Which is a super mediocre game, but man, is it fun to play with people.
It's the classic more fun than it is good.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yep.
But like, Lord, I don't know. I don't know how you get any of the ATM hacking devices. I mean, it's nowhere on the skill trees that I can see. I don't know how you get the hacks.
Payday 2 feels like it was built on the Counter-Strike engine with slightly better texture mapping.
I haven't played Counter-Strike to know or any of its.
I was speaking the Counter-Strike from the original Xbox. Because it just, I don't know, characters feel kind of semi-blocky and like they're not really in the environment. Man. And the environments are so.
I know.
Humdrum and mundane, not a lot of detail put in anything.
I know I was quiet while we were playing it, but that's because I was trying to keep my inner gaming snob in check. Not like crap all over while everyone's having fun.
Like, it's fun to play with you guys, but this is not a game I would play by myself ever.
Yeah, I did one mission just to like try to get a mask and like, yeah. No, this isn't fun. Bye, and gave up.
So yeah, that's that.
Yeah, that's that. Okay. I guess stop for a break and then.
Yeah, Sean's got to put some ointment on that burn.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll see you on the flip side of this commercial.
Yay!
Things.
Ah, brave new world that has such putzes in it.
The Pullbag is GCRN's comic book review and discussion-based podcast. Join me, your host, TF2 and Mike, and the rest of the GCRN crew as we make our way through the comics we are reading. Inside the Pullbag, you'll also find back-issue classics and origins episodes of how we got into comic reading. You can find the Pullbag every Wednesday on iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com. Make your great escape into comics and jump into the Pullbag today.
Oh, yes. But think of the fun.
I hate you, Joe. I expect it from these two assholes. But when you do it, it hurts. It hurts so much more.
You're his safe harbor.
It's like when your parents are fighting, so you go to your uncle to talk, and then he grabs your bum. It's like, that's what you are, Joe. Your creepy Uncle Joe.
Joe's the dirty uncle.
And we're back from a break, and Sean is going to talk to us about what he does in his off season. Well, I'm assuming he's mostly applying lotion.
Ocean lotion. Ocean good lotion. One.
What was it, Joe? Knock,
an
knock.
Ocean of lotion.
There? Halloween sex.
Halloween sex.
Oh, gosh.
Trick or treat sex.
Knock, knock. Trick or... knock, knock. Who's there? Trick or treat sex.
It's so much creepier when he says it. Is anybody else hard right now, or is it just me?
You should do it as Herbert.
Knock, knock. Trick or treat. I forgot how it goes.
Knock, 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 who's there? Trick or treat sex.
I can't do that right now.
Quick, go grab the ponytail of power. You can do it.
I got this lock of hair here. I could tie it around my neck and it'd be a wonderful thing.
God. Whoa. It's worse that it's your own hair. Like
I'm gonna spent a good items. Number of years growing this for this occasion.
What is it? Masturbation by asphyxiation?
What do they call autoerotic asphyxiation?
There you go.
You came up that with pretty quick, Joe.
I read.
What do you read? Because I read lots of things. I've never once read that in a publication.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of your mom.
50 Shades of your mom. Fuck you.
I'm not even on the Mountain Dew tonight.
I'm glad you're not.
Doing the dew.
So, Sean, besides getting ripped on constantly, what do you do when you're not playing games?
Gets more ripped.
Well, lately I've been working on the draft of my suicide note, so that's coming out. Sharpening the razor blades, just so.
They've been sitting there long enough that they should just be starting to get a little bit rusty. So if you screw up, you can get tetanus.
You get tetanus, Douglas. Slow and painful. Excellent. Well, like most people, I fall down the Netflix hole like everyone else does. I go back and I like to rewatch some of my favorite series. Like I just finished rewatching Farscape.
Just I so need to good. Sit down and do that.
What's so Netflix?
Good. What's Netflix?
Could you explain
Netflix
it
is
to
that
me?
Thing you
could
do you... when the rest of us work.
Not anymore, son.
Oh no, I'm so sorry for you. No, I do that. Everyone collects something. I personally, I'm a huge fan of Nerf guns. They're fun to play with, not so much to eat.
You mod them?
Some of them I do. It depends. So I don't like to do the expensive ones because if I fuck up, I don't want to be out $50-$60.
I've got two giant Gatling guns that I don't want. If you get over to this of the country, you can have.
So what you're all saying is to get your old Nerf guns, I only have to travel not 10 hours.
Well, if you know, it's a side quest. If you get
grow a pair.
I'll hand you my my Samus statue that I still have.
Hey, all right, trade.
Trade. I mod some of them. The electric ones are harder to mod, but I do some of those. Replacing the motors is a bitch. It's really fun. Like I have friends in the family that have kids, and they'll want to have like a Nerf war or something. And I have tons of guns, so I'll bring them for the little kids. But I don't let them have the modded ones, so they don't die. Well, I shot the one kid in the throat, and he left a welt, so I felt bad. I didn't mean to shoot him in the throat. That's just how it happened.
They don't shoot Nerf bullets now. They shoot metal bolts. They're more like rail guns.
No, I do have some modded Nerf guns, Nerf darts though, where you put like it's almost like a small BB in the tip, so it flies a lot farther, but it hits way harder.
I'm immediately regretting the fact that we're letting Sean do this now.
Yes, put it this way: my Nerf guns would get confiscated if I went on a plane, like a lot.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm sorry. I don't have a 36-inch ponytail hanging out my fridge. I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah, but he's not talking about taking it on an airplane with him.
And don't even get started about all the little kids he's got locked in his basement.
Yeah. Well, how do you think we guard the door to Joe's basement?
With Nerf guns?
Yes.
Wow.
Shut up. I do that. I read comic books like most of us do. I've fallen way behind on those, though, unfortunately. I'm addicted to playing. I love playing neighborhood games of poker. Love it.
Too social.
I'm sorry. I'm being social now. I'm literally talking to tens of people. you know, so I try to do stuff to keep busy, to keep me from going batshit insane. And I love collecting weird little things that remind, you know, like nerdy things. I don't know. Like, I mean, Joe, you probably like what you do for video games. I do for weird collectible anything. So like for a while I was into Mega Bloks, the Halo ones. So I set up a huge diorama of those.
Ugh, Mega Bloks.
Okay, I like Legos better, but they need better franchises. I'm sorry.
No, you just need to be a Simpsons better builder.
Now. Ooh, Simpsons.
I love hear the one of the future lines of minifigure things are going to be the Simpsons ones. Who told me that? Is that one of you guys?
Probably nope. Art.
Maybe it was the guy at the comic book store.
It might have been, because that's who had the Simpsons house. Lucky prick.
The hell is wrong with you, Joe?
What?
He's jealous of other people's nerd.
fucking asshole. I'm going to go home and massage my Smithsonian-worthy video game collection.
Good point. I won't complain.
You can't be nerd in all levels. You have to specify.
I'm going to go home and cry on my 30 different colors of Game Boy SPs.
Oh,
fuck and you guys.
Three different shades of see-through N64s.
I'm so mad. I'm going to take these three Virtual Boys I have at home and give myself a migraine.
Wow, the table's really turned on Joe.
I'm going to put on a power glove and give you the middle finger. But yeah,
I'm gonna go home and take my limited edition N64 Pokemon edition over here and mine.
Okay, so I'm starting to realize that Shaunzy's pastime is just ripping on Joe.
Yep. What? No, it's not ripping on Joe. I love Joe until he turns on me, and then I must destroy him.
The difference between me
what pastime is I collect insults and put them in a jar and then just pull them out at random when I'm on the podcast.
The difference between my ripping on him and your guys ripping on him is that when I rip on him, I actually don't mean it.
Oh, what?
You know what, Joe? You're gonna get an asterisk next to your name in the suicide note just because you care.
Oh, way to call us out, Joe.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. What are we talking about?
Someone that doesn't matter. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm over here having an asthma attack. This is so good.
Do the do, Joe. Do it.
It burns so good.
But yeah, that's what I like to do. Right now, I'm eyeballing one of my Christmas lists that I've been meaning to tackle into is season one of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I'm waiting. Just want to enjoy the awfulness of it. Come on, don't you want to see a yellow Asian lady who, when she puts on a suit, has a bulge?
It's like a dream come true.
True.
Wait a second. Asian ladies aren't supposed to have a bulge?
No. Shit. Asian men barely have bulges.
Oh. Well, on that note, we're going to go to another break.
That was quick.
What do you want me to do? Every time I start talking about something, you're like, no, he's stupid.
Unacceptable.
I didn't even get to the part of how I like to display my nerd friends.
No, we're definitely taking a break.
2012 marks the 30th anniversary for Masters of the Universe. We here at the GCRN are celebrating with a brand new series of podcasts. The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of every MOTU cartoon. Yes, even that crappy New Adventure stuff. Join Optimus Solo and TFG1 Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally, masters of Grayskull. You can find the Pogs podcasts in iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Good journey.
That was a train wreck and a half. That's the last time Sean Z gets a segment dedicated to himself.
Yep. That hey, was exactly what, was awesome. What I was thinking.
I'm sorry that I didn't play the ukulele or whatever. I forgot.
Is that one of those segments that just gets dropped on the floor? I mean, we can go right, because we broke that off into a segment, we can just go right to the next segment.
No.
That's like, so mean.
Like that never happened.
We could. That's fine. We could just, that could go on the end of the episode as the we're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
I'm going to go express my bladder.
You guys can start a journal entry tonight. Dear diary, Mike and Art were mean to me again.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, baby.
You should be used to it by now.
You think so, but it still hurts.
Still hurts.
Send you a bottle of petroleum jelly to go along with that box of razor blades.
Yeah, well, you used to work with Joe, so I'm sure you have lots of those just laying around.
All right.
Giggity goo.
Goo.
What?
Goo.
That's your O noise, isn't it?
Yes. Oh.
Show your O face. Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
What reasonable human being cancels Young Justice and allows Teen Titans Go? I would.
I've heard Young Teen Justice. Titans Go is kind of it's funny. It's very funny.
I like Teen Titans.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, that says a lot about you.
I know a lot of people I know some people that don't like Teen Titans, but I actually enjoy it. So it's good to know.
I didn't mind it. It was just I couldn't get into it so much.
Have you seen Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yes.
You can get into Ultimate Spider-Man, but you can't get into Teen Titans.
I didn't say I could get into Ultimate Spider-Man. Oh, okay. I watched the episodes. They're not my favorite. I would rather watch the what the fuck was that?
That's Danner not being happy with the conversation.
But do you like Ultimate Spider-Man? Is that why you're
I like Ultimate Spider-Man.
I don't hate it. But if I have to pick of all the
Sean, you misinterpreted what I was going for there. It's not that I care what you think about Ultimate Spider. I don't care for you.
Oh, got it.
Good God.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's a joke.
Just be Mike, we can pretend I'm here. You can do the retarded Sean voice. If you're gonna breathe like that and turn me on, I'm gonna make you finish the job, okay?
Wow,
be the
guys.
First time anyone in your house ever did that.
Yep.
Quality radio right there.
So we're ready to do news.
I had something I wanted to say right there, but I'm not gonna say it.
Let's
not.
Really? Why? Don't want to cross a line?
Let's not.
Don't want to cross a line.
I was just talking about how I'm going to put an asterisk next to Joe's name on my suicide. Now, what line are you afraid of crossing?
When can I pre-order Spectacular Spider-Man, the complete series on Blu-ray?
Never.
Is that this right here? Oh, that is this right here. Okay. Season 1 and Season 2, the complete set.
Oh my God, are you shopping?
I am shopping.
Oh my God.
What? Oh, I was going to say,
you've given up, haven't you?
No, I haven't given. We're on a break.
When we do the news, okay, I mean, Ross. We're pretty nerdy. Do we want to like say a passing word for Egon?
Is this a movie podcast?
You spent like 10 minutes.
Oh, no, we can. Shit. I know what we can do. Okay. I can say something.
Are we going to talk about the burnout?
Yes. Might as well. Shh. They might not know.
Okay.
Okay. Are we ready? Okay. Here we go. Here we go. And we are back from talking about games, most likely, unless Mike didn't cut out Sean's part, and then this is awkward.
It's even more awkward. I don't know if I hate you guys or like you at this point. I'm not sure. It's really confusing.
What's more awkward is I still can't decide whether or not to take this stuff out of context and put it at the end or leave it in context and leave it in the show, because we had like a couple of people say they actually liked the our banter, and then
it took us 45 minutes to start the show last week.
Okay, that was last week. This week is starting a little sooner.
Yeah. So I think
this week's starting a lot sooner because I had to cut off the entire opening.
Especially about all that shit you said from Steve from Geekcast Radio. Oh, man, that was mean.
Why did you? What are you doing to me?
I'm joking, Steve. You didn't say anything about you.
He said horrible, horrible things.
You should have heard the things he said about the Talking in Circles guys. Holy fuck.
For the record, I have not listened to a Talking in Circles podcast. So, I don't listen to any podcast on Geekcast Radio.
Worse than someone hating you, someone ignoring you.
No.
You neglectful son of a bitch.
I don't ignore Dan. I like Dan.
I know so we're going to do some news. And right now we would like to take a moment of silence for Harold Ramis, who passed. I know we're not a movie podcast, but there was a Ghostbusters video game.
Several of them, and
much like that moment of silence that I kind of talked over.
a moment of silence, which I was continuously blabbering.
The Criterion, the makers of Burnout Paradise, have also done what they felt was best for everybody in this hard time of the passing of Egon, of Harold Ramis, and they made the Ecto 1 free, downloadable on Burnout Paradise. So make sure you go online and download that free car for Burnout Paradise.
That was a money grab, those dirt bags.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a legendary cars pack. So you get the Knight Rider, you get the DeLorean, you get the obviously, you get the Ecto-1, and what's the Dukes of Hazzard car?
General Lee.
Yeah, you get the General Lee, so.
You know what? I have Hot Wheels of each of those cars sitting on my desk right now.
Oh, wow, that's amazing how much I really don't care. so,
thank you, heartless bastard.
Dang, son.
So, a few news stories.
Wait, where's the moment of silence?
Mark shocked over it. Don't you remember? Should give him a real one.
Be quiet. Moment's over. Okay.
If only the Ghostbusters games were as good as the Ghostbusters movie.
Wait a second. Wait. Let's take a moment of silence for Harold Ramis, the director of Groundhog Day. But then he also directed Year One. So, I mean.
But he was in Stripes, so that balances out.
But Year One was really bad.
But Stripes was so good.
It was, but Year One was really bad.
What the heck is Year One?
The Jack Black and Michael Cera Stone Age caveman. Like, one of the worst things I think I've ever seen. Ever.
Oh, okay.
Like, I should say ever. It's still not as bad as House of the Dead by Uwe Boll. Still the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. But really close.
What about Alone in the Dark?
Why do you always go out of your way?
Alone in the Dark is still a little bit better than House of the Dead. But I still think Year One's worse than Alone in the Dark.
Okay.
It's definitely a contender for number two worst movie I've ever seen. Last week it was announced that Irrational Games is closing.
Which was shocking.
It was a little surprising, but not, because I think Levine has a certain focus that he wants to obtain, and I don't think he can do that with. I think he could do it with Irrational, but I think he's just changing focus and taking the opportunity. They're closing Irrational. They did a job fair for everybody that was, he kept 15 people and is forming this new studio still under 2K. And they're going to be doing games that are just digitally distributed games that are going to be focused on narrative. So very much story driven focused games, which I'm all for. I think he's a brilliant storyteller and he's done really good with the BioShock games and I've enjoyed them. I know it sounds like 2K is going to be carrying on the torch of BioShock. The series isn't going to go away from what it sounds like.
What you mean moneymaker isn't going to go away?
Yeah, moneymaker is not going to go away, but even as Mike pointed out in a conversation we were having, BioShock Infinite didn't even crack the top 10 for highest grossing games in 2013.
Or best-selling games.
Or best-selling games in 2013.
I think the what someone pointed out is that Minecraft, the 360, the physical copy release of the 360 version of Minecraft outsold BioShock Infinite.
Well, yeah, but that game is like crack. No, just the actual physical copies, not the downloaded ones. I mean, and only the 360 version.
It came out this year too. Only
$20.
But it came out this year too. It doesn't. But also keep in mind, Minecraft is also like what, a 3-4 year old game, and this was a port of a 3-4 year old game, and it's so basically like everybody has it, and it's still out. Like everyone has a copy of it, you know, pretty much, and it's still outsold BioShock Infinite.
Nope, I still haven't played it, and I'm standing.
That's just the 360 physical copy versus the PC release, the PS3 release, and the 360 release of BioShock Infinite. The 360 release outsold BioShock Infinite. So that's just crazy.
Yeah, that seems.
And I thought it was doing better than that, but.
Yeah, and I thought it was doing better than that also. Levine also took to Twitter and social media about they did a job fair and were very much making sure that the people on his team were taking
homes.
Found homes. But it seems they all found a home because Bethesda picked up everybody that Irrational lost. So Bethesda has definitely bolstered their numbers with the Irrational team. So it'll be interesting to see what projects with the knowledge that those guys have over at Rational, since they were a pretty tight-knit group there. So
There was no way they weren't going to find places. I mean, when the last game you're coming off was
there was no way Levine wasn't going to make sure that they weren't taken care of, since that was his studio and he really took care of those guys. And it's nice to see somebody not, you know, being like, oh, we're closing doors. See you guys.
Do we exactly know why they closed shop?
He wanted to change directions.
He
didn't feel they could do it with this huge, this larger, you know, group of people.
He felt with releasing anything under Irrational that it was automatically going to put that pressure on them to maintain that high level of delivery that they've been expected to deliver with the BioShock games. And I think he wants a smaller studio and wants to be able to focus on exactly what he wants to do. And this was their solution with 2K of how to do it.
Okay. Just real quick here. I pulled up a list of the top, the best selling games of 2013. BioShock Infinite was number 16.
Wow.
Ahead of it was Saints Row 4, Far Cry 3, Just Dance 2014, Black Ops 2, Arkham Origins, Last of Us was number 10, Minecraft 360 Edition was number 9, number 8 was Lego Marvel Super Heroes, number 7 is FIFA 13, number 6 was Tomb Raider, number 5 was Assassin's Creed 4, number 4 is Battlefield 4. Number 3 is Call of Duty Ghosts. Number 2 was FIFA 2014.
GTA 5.
And GTA 5 was number 1. You know, it was really funny. You look at this list and you realize FIFA 14's
the number 2 most. What?
Dude, that game is insanely popular. Well, that game is popular around the world. Whereas a lot, you know, like Call of Duty, like you'll get in like big areas like England plays it, Australia, us, Canada, place like that. FIFA, every fucking country plays that game.
Nobody in America plays
FIFA. America.
America.
Well, here's what's really interesting to me is remember, you know, last year when we were talking about like Tomb Raider not being a success and how it's dumb that they don't consider it a success?
And it's number six?
Number six. Come on.
I think there's something seriously wrong with
the people. I don't think the Japanese know how to do math.
Well, I think, but that's, you know, over the course of the whole year, I think when they released a thing about it being a failure, it's because it didn't sell so many in its first, like, month or two, right?
Well, yeah.
And that story was released not very long after that game came out.
What's really weird is that one, two, three, four of these games were really, five of these games, the top five best-selling games were released after September of 2013.
Oh, and just so you guys know, that means Saints Row 4 is better. It made more money.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I tried to glaze over that as fast as possible.
Hey, Sean, nobody gives a shit what you say.
Oh, if anyone's also wondering, Pokemon X outsold Pokemon Y.
Why? Didn't Who cares?
Care. I'm just saying. I'm just looking at the list. The top 100 best-selling games. Number 100 was Resident Evil 6.
That's a little too high for that game. Like,
I bought it for $5 on clearance.
Devil May Cry was 95.
And was it worth $5?
I don't know. I haven't played it. Payday
2 is 88. So, all right. Sorry, I pulled up that list. I thought we could just shine a light on that for a second.
Mike does love his counting.
The other thing that was in something else that was announced last week is there is a next gen Doom that has been confirmed. How has it been confirmed? Oh, if you pre-order the new Wolfenstein game or get the new Wolfenstein game, you're going to get included on the beta for Doom. This game was originally entitled Doom 4. But it is Doom 4 no more, and now it is just plain...
Oh, I thought you were saying that's what the name was.
Yeah.
Doom 4 no more. Like, oh, that's badass.
But now it's just plain Doom because it's been revealed that this is a series reboot.
Now, what's interesting about this, and I know Doom has always had kind of a online-like component to it, like for as far as multiplayer
but
goes.
Doom's never really been like an online game to me.
Remember playing Doom online on the Super Nintendo.
I don't remember Doom on. I remember Quake.
X-Band, baby. X-Band.
I remember Quake Online. I remember Unreal Tournament.
Wait a second.
Or in Unreal Online. But man, I just don't remember multiplayer Doom. Like,
Joe,
are
you familiar with X-Band?
I think I should know that name.
It's like a lat band, right?
Yes.
It's for fat people?
No.
Okay.
Well, it probably made people fat. Maybe the lat band was the cure for X band.
So X band eventually evolved into World of Warcraft?
No.
Oh, because I thought that's where all the fat people went. I'm sorry. That's where all the fat people went after EverQuest. I'm sorry. I get confused.
Something interesting. In the mid 94, 95, 96, there was an add-on accessory. It was kind of like a Game Genie, but it was called X-Band. There was one for the Sega Genesis, and there was one for the Super Nintendo. And it was a purple cartridge that you slapped into a Super Nintendo, and then you could stick another cartridge on top of it. And it had there was a modem. It was an online modem.
I hear Joe Googling it right now.
Of course.
eBay, what are you talking about?
It was an online modem, and you had to buy minutes to play online. And of course, you needed your parents' credit card to do such a thing. But they had support for Doom, and they had support for one of the, I think it was NHL 95. There was a fighter at the time that also had support. I can't really remember what fighter it was though, but I do remember playing Doom online with the damn thing.
Was it a hack, or was there a service that the games functioned with?
There was definitely like a little bit of a hack. It modded the games in some way.
They only picked games where they could easily do it, right?
Yeah.
Where the code wasn't strong enough and they could actually bust it down.
Right. And I think,
yeah, I'll own one of these. It's only $15 eBay.
Yeah, I think Doom, like, it was only one versus one. as far as the multiplayer goes, and playing NHL was always 1v1. And when you're done, you could, it would, when you were done with the game, it would drop you into this like chat dashboard. So you could talk shit with, like, you know, your little Super Nintendo controller and an on-screen keyboard. So I had one of those.
I'm gonna talk some major trash in about 20 minutes when I finish typing this message.
Right.
It looks like it has a pass through for oh my god, it has a pass through for the FX chip. That thing could have run multiplayer Star Fox if they ever made Star Fox 2.
Yeah. So I mean, it was it was a neat little piece of hardware, but that's all my experience was with Doom, was the red cartridge on the Super Nintendo. I think I might have played it on like the PC at some time. But there's some people that think because there is a Doom beta, like how do you do a beta for like, what is this? What you, like you said, Dan, it was extensively a single player game.
Well, and there my are, other thing is the fact you're doing a beta for a game that nobody knew was coming out.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's going to be a multiplayer only kind of thing.
That's what I'm kind of wondering. Because if they're rebooting Doom, why not make it? I don't know.
I mean, there will be some kind of multiplayer component to it. Let's not
wait. Is The Rock gonna be the main character in the game? Or Carl Urban?
Yeah, he's too busy.
Oh,
well. Yeah, he might not be that busy shortly though.
Oh,
don't
is,
say
is
it. It.
Is it getting canceled?
Don't say it.
I haven't watched any of it yet, so I have no
opinion. It's so good.
It's so good.
I've heard
it's
it so is good.
Just find a watch order and watch it in that order.
Yep.
Because they're showing it out of order. So
yeah.
That's what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. It was blatantly obvious 2 weeks ago that it was out of order because episode 10 felt like it should have been episode 2. And it probably
And have
was.
They said why they are?
Because it's Fox.
Because it's
Fox is a bunch of dicks.
So what you're saying is it's best
they
to cancel go...
Firefly for fuck's sake.
Dude, they canceled my Family Guy.
We're never going to drop it, Fox.
Never going to drop it.
Can't take the sky from me, Fox.
Wow. Nice.
Are you, what? Is like, anyone I'm... here interested in a Doom, or do we just want to wait and see what it looks like?
I'm going to say right now, I am as interested in Doom as I was interested in the fact that Duke Nukem Forever finally came out. I don't give a shit.
I will say Doom 3 was the first game to make me actually care about what my computer could or couldn't do. I remember doing lots of research into graphics cards when Doom 3 came out. And
my computer actually ran that when it came out, and it was...
I think I stopped caring about those types of games shortly after Hexen 2 came out. I think Quake 2, Hexen 2 were like the last kind of games in that genre of the PC first-person shooter, and I was just like, I'm kind of done with these.
Right.
And I just, like, I've tried to play Quake 4 on 360, and I'm just like, oh my god,
horrible.
It was bad.
Oh my god, that was bad.
Quake Territories wasn't that good.
No, no, it was not.
Okay.
So it, yeah, I'm not interested.
Okay.
I mean, it's something I'm sure we'll keep an eye on. We'll keep an eye on it as the story develops, but you know, who knows. Something else that was announced last week is that Visceral Games, the developers behind Dead Space, have been handed by DICE and EA a offshoot of the Battlefield series. They're going to do what they do with Call of Duty to the Battlefield series. It sounds like where Visceral Games is going to be doing the every other year on Battlefield. But the interesting twist on this is they're going to be doing a Battlefield that's actually focused on police. So it won't be military style, but it'll be like SWAT and police style of a game.
I predict it will not work.
I predict that it'll work better than Medal of Honor.
I'm saying I predict it will work on level of Battlefield 4.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying. It will not work. Apparently Plants vs. Zombies is also having the same problems that Battlefield 4 is.
Well, shocker.
Taking 20 minutes to get into a game.
Yep, if you can even get into one.
Wait, is it also being released by EA?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. So don't buy EA online games.
No.
So don't buy any online games.
No, well,
you could say that to people in the hopes that they won't buy the online games so the rest of us can play them.
You can badly thin out the servers a
that's
little
a
bit.
Very okay.
You're an evil mastermind, you are.
I know.
But then there will be no one to play, and it'll be like Modern Warfare 2, and we'll just be looking for people to play with.
No, you mean it'll be like Orange Box on Team Fortress 2, where me and Joe are jumping online to play with somebody, and then we're like, we're the only two people in here. What the hell's going on? Oh, that's right, because everybody plays it on Steam and nobody plays it on 360.
That's try that right. sometime. I think it has controller support.
Ooh.
If it doesn't, I'm sure you could get some kind of driver in there to, you know, overlay and play it.
So is anybody interested in a police version of Battlefield?
No, I'm going to write them threatening letters because this is getting in the way of my Dante's Inferno 2.
Oh, pish posh, who cares?
Or a better Jedi game.
Okay, Metroid guy.
Or a better Jedi game.
The next Star Wars game that I'm going to be hype about is whenever the next Battlefield game or Battlefront game comes out.
Which won't work either.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because DICE is developing and it's coming out under EA.
Woo!
I want Visceral to make, you know, I would really like them to make a Jedi game because I think you can make a really good Jedi game in the Dante's Inferno God of War style gameplay.
Like a hack and slash craziness?
Yes. Yes, I think you could. I think that'd be really. I mean, I think the one of the things that kind of hurt, what was it, Force Unleashed? That hurt that franchise was the
Force Unleashed 2 hurt that franchise.
Well,
fortunately, one was good.
Sure. One of the things that I think hurt that franchise, both games, was the camera. I think it could have benefited from a locked camera, like a locked perspective. Rather than worrying about giving the player freedom to move the camera wherever they want, which was, you know, eating up resources and everything else. So,
all right, here's what I want. I want a Star Wars with Jedi done in the style of L.A. Noir.
Yawn.
I want cop drama.
So you want...
What's the Clone Wars?
You want a dark, gritty, noir Star Wars game.
Well, that's what Speaking I think episode one should have been. I think it should have been more like one of those black and white noir cop films where they're more like detectives than warriors. I think
except for the fact that they're carrying swords.
Joe, you definitely need to watch the Clone Wars on March 6th.
Yeah, that's when that's what I was going to say next month, right?
Yep. One week. Yeah, you definitely need to watch that. Plus,
it's coming on Netflix. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen, Joe, have you seen the YouTube video, What If Episode 1 Was Good?
No, but I know that somebody re-edited it and made it not
Topher
suck.
Topher Grace did.
Yeah, I need to see that.
What was that?
Good luck. He re-edited all three, Episode 1, 2, and 3 together and took out all the crap.
That sounds like Batman and Robin deassified.
Nah.
Which was excellent. Batman and Robin deassified was excellent. It was a fan edit where they took out all the bat crap and all of the Batgirl stuff and all of the Bane stuff, and the movie was like 90 minutes or 60 minutes and made a whole lot more sense.
Thank God for people who are one-liners
from Freeze.
Yep, they took all that out.
Chill.
So
the other thing that was announced, which I was kind of interested in, was the virtual headset for PS4 is possibly going to be announced in March.
Pass.
okay.
Okay, here's the problem with the with this headset. You're going to run into the same problem that Microsoft had with the 360 and the Kinect. Like, not everyone's going to have it, so it's going to have to be like a new platform, and I don't know how they expect this to work.
Oh wait, they're not going to give it away for free?
No.
Ah, shit. I was really hoping they were just going
to
give it away for
plus,
free.
Plus, you have to imagine there's a subset of people out there that are going to be like, PS4 virtual headset or Oculus Rift.
Well, and they said from the article I read, they're saying that the technology for the virtual headset for the PS, the Sony virtual headset is on par, if not better, than the Oculus Rift.
Of course, Sony.
And the Oculus Rift, of course, they're going to say that. Said we're not coming to the console because the consoles are too weak.
See, I did not. I've heard that Sony was going to. There was it E3 or right after the PS4 unveiling last year, said that they weren't ruling out bringing Oculus support to those systems.
Yeah.
If either one of the systems, and I'm not saying this as like a fanboy of one or the other, if either one of those systems was too weak for it, I would say it was the Xbox One, considering that they're having problems running anything on the Xbox One.
You think they're going to figure that out? Is it just programming, or is it really just not that?
It, from what I've heard, is that it's, on paper, it is just not as powerful as the PS4. The PS4 has more horsepower to throw at certain things. Plus, the Xbox One, 10% of its either the CPU or the GPU is reserved for to snap things to the side, like, you know, snap Skype or snap Twitter or and for running Kinect, like, all mm-hmm. the time, since it's always on. They are supposedly working on a system update that is supposed to take that from 10% down to 2%, which is, to some people, that's a huge gain in performance, to get 8% of the system back for games. It won't help improve existing games, but it could offer up a little more leeway for like future titles, but there are those that say that that's not going to be enough to, you know, if you're not doing 1080p games right now, you're probably not going to be doing 1080p games down the road. And then there's those that are in the camp to say that the Xbox One was just rushed to market in the first place, and the developer kits and tools weren't ready or optimized for the hardware at all. So people are just kind of flying by the seat of their pants right now, doing the best they can. So, but it's actually kind of funny because, you know, I said on Twitter earlier this week that Microsoft is putting all of their eggs in the Titanfall basket.
Yeah.
They are bringing Twitch integration and a revamped party chat, which after listening to the latest Rebel FM, I've realized is completely broken on the Xbox One. Along with another massive system update, and they're all coming to the Xbox One on March 11th, which is the same day that Titanfall launches.
Hope your servers are healthy.
So it's almost like I made the quote on Twitter. I said, maybe they should have just waited until March 11th to launch their console, since it wasn't going to be ready until then anyways.
Yeah, no crap.
I mean, now I'm kind of wondering if I'm even going to be able to play Titanfall on March 11th, because you're right, Joe. Can their servers handle a system update and...
No.
And a new game coming online at the same time.
Wake up in the morning, turn it on before you go to work so it can do all of its updating.
Yeah.
It's supposed to do it all in the background by itself anyways.
You okay?
Just like, well, it does like the PS4. It's supposed to do like the PS4, so we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. Plus that bundle and stuff, I think it's those servers, there's no way they're going to be ready.
Well, and I was, not even to mention you saw the GameStop deal just flooding the market about all this crap now too. The trade in any system and we'll give you an extra 50% if you put it towards one of the Titanfall bundles.
Yeah.
There's like
everybody is pushing these bundles hard.
Like they're pushing crazy. Titanfall is supposed to be the savior of the Xbox One.
This is supposed to be the system seller. The game.
Here's the thing, and I said this on Twitter too, but in case anyone doesn't follow me, I like Titanfall a lot. I don't think it's going to move systems the way that they want it to. Like, I feel like if you're going to buy Titanfall on day one, you already have an Xbox One.
There's definitely going to be people that are buying, tons of people buying this bundle, tons and tons and tons of people. The problem is then the message boards are going to blow up that weekend when no one can fucking play the game because all of a sudden Xbox One users have jumped, you know.
Yeah,
crazy
well,
high.
Here's the important thing to remember about this. When Titanfall fails, it's not EA's fault, it's Microsoft's. And I don't mean fail as in like sales wise. When I say you can't find a match or anything like that, that's on Microsoft. That's not on EA or Respawn. That's Microsoft for saying, yeah, our servers, our magic servers, the Azure cloud servers, they're the future. They're, you know, they scale up and they scale down depending on demand on the fly. And that's what the beta was all about. It was all about trying to crash those servers. And they said they had at peak, they had like 2 million people playing and they were holding up fairly well, but we'll see how that, you know, and they said that they
had a couple million people into that.
Respawn did say that they would have plenty more servers spun up at launch than they did for the beta. So, and I think that Respawn being the company that they are, they've watched, you know, SimCity go down. They've watched Diablo go down and Battlefield go down. And while Titanfall may be make or break for Microsoft, it's also make or break for Respawn. So
I have no doubt.
I don't think it'll be spotless. I think there'll be a mess. I don't think it'll be a mess on the epic proportions of like Battlefield 4. So.
It's just, I don't, no matter how much they dedicate to the servers and how, no matter how much they try to prepare, I think it's going to be just like everything else where it's going to be like, oh, we're completely ready. Whoosh.
Well, especially since they're pushing out a server update or a system update at the same time. So.
And also this week we saw the PS4 launch in Japan.
Japan.
Uncontested because the Xbox One isn't there.
Yeah.
I think now they've sold, what, 6 million worldwide now?
Yeah, I think they sold on the first day of sales. It was just over a 250,000 systems sold.
Right. So I think I think all told now it is like 6 million PS4s are out there.
Yeah.
Still don't know how many Xbox Ones are out there. Otherwise, we'd tell you.
Literally hundreds,
because they won't release a number.
There's one, as far as I know. As far as I know,
there's at least 2 million because 2 million people were playing the Titanfall beta.
Well, that's not well.
Or was that both PC? That was PC and Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, so like 500,000.
Yeah. So, well, keep in mind, I only know of one confirmed Xbox One, and that's the one in my living room. So
I know a guy who's they've got definitely one. Sold one. Okay, we have two.
Well, see, Joe knows a guy who's got one. I know.
And then there's a guy at work that I work with who has one.
So there's four confirmed Xbox Ones out there in the wild.
And
so
the servers will still not be able to handle it.
I'm hoping that four jumps to six. That way I can at least get into a full game of Titanfall.
Well, it's going to be like, what happened? Fucking Joe's Xbox crapped out, man. Crashed the whole game.
Well, since things are running a little longer than
just
we were expecting, I will pose the question to our viewers and we will discuss it next week. With the discussion of Doom being rebooted, what games would you like to see rebooted? Go to the discussion boards and let us know what you post. I mean, post comments for this episode and let us know what games you feel should be rebooted. Now, the only criteria that I put on our panel here is that it has to be pre PS3, 360, Wii era games. I want to see
reboots. It has to be before those. So it has to be Xbox, PlayStation 2.
Did nobody read the script?
I'm reading Holy it right
now. No, I saw that. I didn't see that part, though. I must have skipped over the part. Because my pick now I can no longer use.
Pick two games pre-PS3 360 Wii era games.
Like pre-2005.
Pre-2005 games.
So my one pick is gone. Damn it.
It's sad that you only had one.
Well, no, the one I was planning on was, well, it's a, I mean, it doesn't matter now because it's a 360. I was going to see, I would love to see them redo Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
How about just a new Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
No, because, no, they need to restart it because two was good, but less good than one. Let's not get into this. We'll be here all night.
Okay.
So,
it's going to be Mass Effect on our Game of the Year awards all over again.
All over again. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can comment on our parent site at geekcastradio.com. That's where you're going to leave the responses to that question. And or you can send us emails to feedback@geekcastradio.com. So you could also send your reboot recommendations there as well. This has been Off the Cuff episode 46. I have been your host this week, Art Danner. You can find me on Twitter at Art Danner or on PlayStation Network at X51 The Machine Man. I was joined by Mike.
Yeah, you can find me on Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, and Twitter at BoothNinja81.
Joe?
Hi, you can find me. Where can you find me? On Facebook. I know you can find me there. Geek Stuff Garage Sale.
You can also find him on Twitter. You can find him on Twitter at Joe Reed Geek.
He can't even find his own Twitter.
I can't even find me on Twitter.
Let's just make him another Twitter handle.
Ah, oh, Jesus. Or you can find him on Twitter at Geek Garage Sale. Or you can find him on Twitter at Joe Reed Geek. Or you can find him on PSN at or Xbox Live at Wildfire.
He's not on live anymore.
Oh, well.
I can get messages. I just can't play with you.
Yeah, he can get messages.
Oh.
If you get messages, I can't get play with you or do anything or interact in any way.
Sean, not that anybody cares, but could you do yours now?
Yeah, thanks. I have been Sean Z. Brown or Captain Callback as
Captain Callback and Son.
I've been Sean Z. Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Sean Z. Brown. You can find me on Xbox Live at Weapon87. Soon to be, I'm hoping this week, on PlayStation Network.
You have to find one still.
My GameStop has like 10 of them right now.
Lies.
I called there today.
And they won't have any tomorrow.
Today.
I'm sorry. I haven't called them tomorrow yet.
Remember, we also established the fact that he lives in the state of New York, not in actual New York.
No idea. He lives in the BFE. Sex with a cow. You don't know the ruralness of my being.
Oh, that means he's gonna get it, and it's gonna take him a month to update it.
Yep.
It's
not.
Anyways, but if you really want to get in contact with me, talk to one of these three assholes because they can just twist the knife on my back and it'll get right to me.
Remember, until next time, that's the second biggest monkey head I've ever seen.
Oh, we love you, Sean.
No, we don't.
That's nice.
Speak for yourself.